Welcome to ApostropheCast. At the end of February, we are proud to bring you Michael Sweers and Ying Zhu translating poems by Xu Ting. Xu Ting is the first contemporary female poet to gain mainstream acceptance from the literary establishment in the People's Republic of China. After coming of age during the turbulence of the Cultural Revolution, she was the only woman in the Misty School of Poetry, whose other prominent members faced the kind of persecution American poets can hardly imagine. Ying Zhu and Michael Sweers are graduate students at the University of New Mexico who met and forged a relationship over Xu Ting's words. As each helped the other understand the beauty and power of the modern world's two most widely spoken languages, Michael the poet and Ying the academic were inspired to record the translations, giving birth to these poems. As William H. Gass has said, translating is reading, reading of the best, most essential kind. So we are proud to give you Ying Zhu and Michael Sweers, reading and translating Xu Ting.
Hello, my name is Michael, and I'll be reading the English translations of the poems of Xu Ting. My co-translator Ying will be reading in Chinese, and it's been my pleasure to work with Ying translating these poems together. We met and forged a friendship over poetry through these translations, so I hope you enjoy them.
Hello, this is Ying. I co-worked with Michael to translate Xu Ting's poems. It's really great pleasure working with Michael. Xu Ting is one of the most influential poets in China. I grew up reading her poems. Her early poetry of 70s and 80s established her as an important member of the Misty School of Poets, alongside poets Gu Cheng and Bei Dao.
Zen Meditation Ground.
禅中休息地，坐成千仞斗壁，面海，送水女人蜿蜒而来。 脚踝系着夕阳，发白的草髻，铺一匹金色的软缎。你们只是浇灌我的影子，郁郁葱葱的是你们自己的愿望。风，闻过天空，金色银色的小甲虫，抖动纤细的触须，纷纷在我身边折断，不必照耀我星辰，被城市的磨坊碾碎过。 我从巨身光芒反照人生。面海，海在哪里？回流于一只日本铜笛的，就是这些无色、无味、无知、无觉的水吗？再坐，坐至寂静满盈，看一鲸落草端举群山，长吁一声，胸中沟壑进去，遂还原为平地。
Zen Meditation Ground. Seated to become sheer cliff, facing the sea, the water delivery woman slinks by, sunset tied to her ankles, whitewashed trail on grass, tracing a track of golden silk. You all have only watered my shadow, the lushness is your own desiring. Wind rippling the sky, golden silver little beetles trembling tiny limbs, one by one, snap apart at my side. No need to shine on me, stars, ground to dust by worldly millstones. I regather myself's light to lighten life. Facing the sea, where is the sea, meandering through a Japanese copper flute? Is it right here, the colorless, tasteless, senseless, bodiless water? Still seated, seated until silence comes full, watching one blade of grass take dominion of the hills. Breathe out, the heart's furrowed field disappears, thus reduced to ground. Reading Snow.
读雪，日渐堆积，孤独已如腐叶肥沃。 手指洞穿玻璃，伸出窗外，一枚雪花刚测过，2B43的体温微微搏动在我的掌心，暗夜零度胎生。关闭一切人工照明，进入幽暗的内心，纷纷扬扬，多边形的细节经不起触摸，哪怕怀着一根火柴的温柔心情，只有在年龄与经验的冻土上。
Reading Snow. Accumulating daily, solitude, grown fertile as rotting leaves, A finger points out the window, piercing the pane. A snowflake has just taken the body temperature of the Alps. Dark night, born at 0 degrees, beats its slender pulse in my palm. Switch off all artificial illumination and walk into the inner heart's penumbra. Dancing, whirling, cavorting, intricate edges of polyhedra cannot withstand touch, bearing only a matchstick of tender feeling. Only the frozen earth of age and experience preserves the original metric form. Da-da, 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 da-da. Bloodlines branching.
血缘的分流，主诗。 据说那时我还在青青杨梅树上，闽南谚语：“木鸡声声一，从劳作中赎回的手，待见日光就苍老了。”它们交叉在唐山的肚皮上，被苍蝇当作繁忙起落的机场。几滴鸟屎准确投中破葵扇，允在一口弦即会弦亮。青石板翻个身。 半是温热，半是沁凉。蚕在倦怠午间，擦燃夜光蛋，只是我雷震前最后一颗老张，我外公的外公胡须上有汗。啊，错着满地干榨汁，小瓦房蹲在河沿街的旧梦里，断尾狸猫溜进窜出，掀动支起的竹边门帘，帘影里乌光水亮的圆鸡。 鸡上摇摇欲坠的玉兰花簪，抚簪的那一只银戒的手，手银戒催眠，我的手敲击百年前的哑语。抚摊滴水岩前的古井，我认出了外公的外婆那一双桃花眼，竹帘外叫卖绿豆凉糕。三，小小红漆木屐灿开黄心梅花，并排守着腰形藤篮。 兰花褂子轻步照山，飘动水深，荡开腐草，漾草黄嘴鸭子，却捡起鲜灵灵一对并蒂荔枝，满满一担荔枝歇在上游，陪我外公的母亲撸着辫子，听河水喧哗的欲盖弥彰。我听说外公的父亲不会挑担，掀起红盖头才认识新娘。 谁都知道，荔枝被叫陈三的公子哥儿，扔给了梨园戏里的舞娘。漳州女子剥食荔枝，腮边红草涌动。河沿街的戏文，因为红漆木屐的少仆更是，永远放下了竹帘。Bloodlines
branching. It is said, at that time I was still on the green plum tree. South Mean proverb. A clacking of wooden sandals. 1. Hands earned with hard work, when they see the sun, turn old, folded across the lap of a tong gown, used as a landing strip by flies in bustling arrival and departure. Bird shit hits the mark of a palm leaf fan. He slurps in his saliva, shifting his body on the granite bench, half warm, half cold. In weary noon, cicadas shoot off flares, signaling the last old camphor tree not struck by lightning. My mother's great-grandfather with sweat on his beard. 2. He spits chewed-up sugarcane, covering the ground. Small tiled roof houses squat in an old dream of riverside streets. A broken-tailed cat slinks in and darts out, knocking the bamboo screen ajar, in whose shadow shimmers a black bun of hair held with trembling orchid pin. Fixing that pin, a hand with a silver ring. Hypnotized by that silver ring, my hands tap out a sign language centuries old. Staring into the well out front, I find my mother's great-grandmother's peach blossom eyes. Outside the bamboo screen, green bean cakes are cried for sale. 3. Small, red-painted sandals bloom into yellow-hearted plum flowers, sitting down together to stand watch over the bowed rattan basket. An orchid-patterned dress, a long green gown, the rushing of water parts the waves, stirring the yellow-billed ducks. Yet, she bends to pick a pair of fresh lychees. A basket full of lychees placed upstream accompanies my mother's great-grandmother playing with her braids, pretending to listen to the river's sound. I hear my mother's grandfather did not know how to carry those baskets. He didn't know his bride until she was unveiled. Everyone knew those lychees were thrown by the Chun's playboy of a third son at showgirl Wunyang on the playhouse stage. The girl from Zhangzhou peels a lychee, cheeks flushing into blossom. Because of those innocent wooden sandals, the drama of Riverside streets draws down its door screen forever. Ancestral record.
籍贯, 一, 在衢州换驿马的春假宫, 进士眼凑近油灯, 迎头小楷记事捐纸。 兵部尚书率众送至乌江渡，奉礼银300两，不慎料交了三羊胡子，手忙脚乱之际，又把袖管烧了个洞，沮丧不比。于锦衣剑藏山，惜在。近200年后，我在乌江渡旧官道，以这一段籍贯邂逅吴襄吴秀。 二。 开中门，戏马柱前滚身下鞍，一进二进三进，进进磕拜列祖列宗，左乡右乡，乡乡作揖父老乡亲，读不见儿时打手板的私塾老儒，答：吾常三出门，即去后厅脱衫，竹子直快快送去，不及缝补，请向先生多多赔礼。 爬干净最后一粒白米饭，心满意足，摸摸胡子，下不为例，明天番薯西粥照样。泉州老屋的隐蔽上，可闻到春假宫一堆残渣余孽。三，催竹时帮敲四更，鸳鸯被冉冉粗心醋鼻脏老味。四夜，四足大床无风也无浪，只听老妻含愧暗泣。 凿鸡下床，早尿壶叹气，遂以二房长子寄养，娇儿凝诗填词作对子。方砖上羊毫清水，临摹颜柳，我祖父的祖父，九岁书法别具一格。春家宫受书散面，一天天破损在父亲墙上，越来越值钱。四。 我夹着籍贯这条尾巴，出入各种表格，长长短短。官至学台的春假宫，在故宫的玉林榜上，洗净铅华，一阵小风，就能把他的脸吹散。
Ancestral record. 1. Nearsighted old Chunjia, exchanging his horse in Chuzhou, bent close over the oil lamp, to record on silk paper, in calligraphy small as flies' heads. His Excellency, the Minister of War, with coterie dispatched at Wujiang Harbor, graciously entrusting 300 taels of silver. And carelessly he singed his goatee. Disturbed by the commotion, he burned a hole in his shirt sleeve. Sulkily he appends, "My only gown, what a pity." Almost 200 years later, on a government road at Wujiang Harbor, I encounter this tattered scrap of ancestral record, losing its fragrance. 2. The front gate open, he dismounts at the tying post. First gate, second gate, third gate, kneeling at every gate before the ancestors. Left house, right house, bowing at every house, before the elders. He doesn't notice the absence of the private schoolmaster who used to slap his palm. The reply, no gown for receiving guests. Chunjia runs quickly back to remove his gown, telling his nephew, send this immediately, no time for mending. My apologies to the master. Devouring the last white grain of rice, old Chunjia strokes his goatee with contentment. No more indulgences. Tomorrow, back to thin porridge and sweet potato. In the facade of an old Chuanzhou house, the still palpable pile of old Chuanjia's remains. 3. The bong struck 1 when the candles went out. The new wedding quilt, embroidered with ducks, still smelled of camphor. That night, nothing stirred the sheets between the posts. Sobbing with shame, the old wife got out of bed and put on shoes to look for the chamber pot, with sighs. So the eldest son of the second house was adopted, and they taught him to read and write poems and compose rhyming couplets. He practiced Yan and Liu styles in water on square bricks with a lamb's hair brush. My father's great-grandfather established a unique style at 9 years old. The fan with old Chunjia's writing fades with the days on my father's wall, increasing in value with time's passage. 4. I curl the tail of my ancestral record in and out of forms and applications, long and short. Promoted to provincial superintendent, old Chunjia at last hung up his hat on the old palace message board. Even the smallest gust of wind scatters his apparition. Peach blossom bangles.
桃花镯. 1. 把桃花玉镯套在他手腕的那人被飓风收藏在马六甲海峡，女人心中60年永远的险恶的翡翠，端端正正挂在厅堂中央。 不怒自威，身前身后一片空白，不知主爷爷是谁，人人称他主奶奶。雕花窗下，那句曾被他的肘磨傲的楠木躺椅，有风的夜里，一摇一晃，俱是吞气的浪声，无人听懂。 2. 19岁关上寡妇的是非之门。 大户深宅本不缺剩饭，偏要陪一架纺车到天明，抱养4个儿子，据读书娶亲继承家业，孙辈穿梭于马六甲海峡，如过江之急，扛回一座花园红楼，窗窗面海，和每年做寿时的贡品，钻石、戒指、珍珠、项链、黄金镯子。 和众多丫鬟的瞻仰，他是家族的神。3. 他不识字，没留下日记或自传，墓碑上只有原柳氏，也没有合葬的人。落叶归根于峭壁上，他走时仅带走了那对桃花镯，一只给了夕阳，一只给了初月，他们因此都牵引着血丝。 异动异静的桃花痕。4. 老樟木箱子挣脱铜锁，木舍砰砰作响，一件右衽团花旧绸衫，游移漂浮于袖襟。
Peach blossom bangles. 1. The one who put the bangles on her wrist was taken by a hurricane in the Straits of Malacca. 60 years in a woman's heart, the relentless torment of jade. Hung squarely in the living room, with familial respect, mist shrouds everything around her. No one knows the great-grandfather's name, but everyone calls her great-grandma. By the carved ornamental window in the camphor rocking chair, marked with the imprint of her elbows, on windy nights, each rocking back and forth was the sad soughing of the unintelligible language of waves. 2. The 19-year-old widow closed her door on gossip. The old house had leftovers enough, but she kept the loom company until first light and adopted 4 sons who learned to read, married, and inherited the property. The grandchildren channeled the Straits of Malacca like a school of fish running upriver. They brought back a red mansion with a garden and a view of the sea, and birthday presents each year. Diamond rings, pearl necklaces, golden bracelets, countless servant girls, and everyone's admiration. She is a family legend. 3. She couldn't read or write, left no diaries or memoirs. The headstone reads, Miss Yuenlio, over the unshared plot. Falling leaves returned to the earth on the precipice. When she passed, she took only those peach blossom bangles with her. One for the setting sun, one for the crescent moon. This way they tow her bloodline in quick and quiet peach blossom tracks. 4. The old camphor trunk bursts its copper lock. Dusk's colors crash out loud. An old floral patterned silk gown floats in the dressing mirror.
Thank you for listening. Please join us March 12th for Carson Mell.